Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today on This Needs to Be Read. Today, my guest is the author of Illustrated Black History, Honoring the Iconic and the Unseen. Every time, well, history has been a big thing, period, this year, it seems, and digging into your roots and knowing who you are, where you came from, so you have an idea of where you're going. So this conversation is going to be along that same vein of knowing where you are. So go ahead and get your pen and paper out. Class is in session, and stay tuned because you're going to want to get your own copy. George, sometimes I let people get get the copy that I interviewed on, but lately I haven't been able to let too many of my books go. And so my library is growing for myself, and I'm excited about this. I'm going to tell you the first thing, and let me slow down. I'm going to tell you what one of the first things that caught my eye in your book, but before I do that, audience, I'm welcoming into the conversation Mr. George McCowman, and I, McCowman. I thought I wasn't going to mess it up. I took a chance anyway. But George McCowman, he's the author of Illustrated Black History, Honor the Iconic and the Unseen. This is a thick book. I'm glad you brought it out now and not in February. So I'll be ready for February with your book.
Exactly.
You must have marketing in your blood too. That's smart. That's very smart.
Thank you. I do have marketing in my blood. Yes.
Oh, see, I like your strategy. I love that you shouted out your mom. The way you did your dedication page, you said to my father, my first soulmate, to my grandmother, my second, and he said to Catherine Janice Holder, who witnessed it all, lived fully on her terms and died in peace. I love you, mom. So that caught me. My name is Catherine as well. So I say, must be something in that about how we go about life, and we're going to demand our terms. And so I was like, wow. So you didn't just say my mom like you did my father and grandmother, but mom had the
special. Yes. My mother passed away a year ago. And after a grueling battle with pancreatic cancer, and I became one of her caregivers for the months before her death, and we got to spend a lot of time talking about life, our relationship, our history together, and the making of this book. And my mother was very instrumental in me committing to finishing this project. I thought I would have to step away from it, and she's the one who told me that I needed to work on it while I was taking care of her, and I read her passages and read her a lot of what is in this book, and so her essence and her soul is all over the creation of this book.
That gives me chills. Whenever we bring out another piece of history, what was your goal in how are you going to tell our stories differently? Were there names that weren't commonly brought up that you made sure were in this book, or were there things that it's about the people we already have heard about, but it was uncommon knowledge? Like, tell me, what was your angle when you put this piece of history together for us?
Yes. Well, the real telling of the book is in the subhead. It is honoring the iconic and the unseen. It is mostly unseen figures that I was focused on, and it is my bias. I am more interested in stories that I don't know. So I was less inclined to focus on the cultural figures that are already, you know, there's a reason Oprah and Barack Obama are not, for example, are not in this book. You know, I was really looking for the people who are not generally well known or associated with the accomplishments that they had. And I wanted to shine a light, even the people who were well known, it was an aspect of their story that I was unfamiliar with that I thought other people would be interested in too.
I'm super excited about your book. We have a super short amount of time to be together.
Yeah.
So before we wrap up our time together, I want you to tell people where they can follow you outside of This Needs to Be Read.
Yes, thank you. All of my social media handles, different platforms are the same. It is my last name, McCowman Co., McCallmanCo. And you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook with the same handle.
Awesome. One year at church, I did my version of your illustrated Black history. We did a walking self-guided museum, and I sought to find those people we didn't hear in school all the time. You already knew Martin Luther King and Malcolm X would be mentioned, you know, and Rosa Parks, and not to knock that, but it did make me feel like, are these the only people who did great things? And it also made me think that I may never do anything great because the three already got it, you know. So it excites me every time I see someone take the time to put in the work to bring us a different angle. And for all the people who complain, why don't we have history books that really tell our history? I just don't think you can get everything in a general education for any denomination of people. So I thank you for bringing this history book to light because of that reason. So thank you for that. And I believe
thank you so much, Catherine.
You're welcome very much. I hope that we get to have more conversations. That's what I want to end this with.
I hope so too. I realize we're just getting started. We could talk for hours, and thank you so much for
having
me on. I appreciate it.
So thank you, and much success as you continue to get the word out about Illustrated Black History, and I will talk with you again soon. Thank you. Have a super day.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to This Needs to Be Said. I hope you've gained something from what has been shared. Send me your comments and show ideas through the website at tntbsmedia.com. I'd love to hear from you.